Welcome to On the Reg Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and I'm so glad to be here on this very special night. It is Saturday, February 22nd, around 8 o'clock, and I'm here at the incubator at Creators Night. There's a lot of good stuff happening tonight. A couple of friends performing, a couple of raffles being held, some great art, some fashion. It's a good time. So throughout the night, we're going to have a couple of people that'll hop on the mic and say a few things, promote themselves. But we might also talk about a little bit of real things, too. But overall, I'm so glad to be here with y'all tonight. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. So for our first interview, we have a performer at Meet the Creators Night, which is tonight featuring a lot of black talent, and it's so dope. We've got fashion, we've got music, we've got personalities, artisans, and artists, and even got some good advice. But welcomed to the mic is DZ. Thank you for showing up.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, so why don't you tell the people what you do?
I'm an artist, rapper. Sometimes I go by the GOAT.
Okay. So when we think about artistry, rapping, you tell us stories, you go through experiences. Tell me how you got into music.
I started when I was about 6 years old, something like that. Sounds crazy, but I had people around me that was recording and stuff, and I just liked it as a child and got into it, and I kind of just stuck with it ever since.
Okay, so who are your favorite artists? Like, who influenced you growing up? Like, A6, you've heard a lot of different people, you know what I'm saying? Like, who really sticks out in your mind as a fellow GOAT?
I would say my biggest influence always been, like, Lil Wayne, even since back in those days when he was just the youngest person in his group, you know,
yeah.
And then to watch him, you know, kind of evolve, he's just always been my favorite rapper. I'm influenced by, like, Drake, Kanye, and, like, you know, just all the greats, really, Jay-Z, and a lot of the artists that's around me as well.
Big ups to you, first off, because your set was, like, amazing, you know.
I appreciate it.
And you even, like, there was a little bit of an audio switch up that happened, but you kept going, you pushed through, and I think people forget that, like, you know, when you're in music, you're a performer, but you're also putting yourself on the line too. So, like,
yes, sir.
You know, it's do or die always, and I want to commend you because, like, you know, to continue to go forward and to continue to press on and get the message out, like, that's major.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That's fire. But we were talking about influences and just, like, music in general. What brought you to the point where you were just like, okay, I got to get this off your chest? Like, is there something that, is there a moment or a feeling that you get?
Yeah, I think, well, I draw most of my inspiration just off of life and just what I go through in general anyway. So being that I was doing it since a young age, I was always just writing down my life experiences and kind of just perfecting my craft as that, you know, as I aged and stuff like that. And then it got to a point in my teenage years where I was able to, like, I even started getting better at, like, freestyling and stuff like that, which is more, I'm really just speaking on literally how I'm feeling in the moment.
Right.
So, yeah, I just go off of just vibes in the moment, really.
That's, I admire that because, like, I might try a little bit. I might try to spit something. I'm not a rapper. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But different folks got different calling, and that is not mine. I recognize that. I respect the craft because it really is a craft. You got to work at
it
constantly.
Yeah, that's what kind of intrigued me to it as well. I think, like, the complexity of, like, putting words together and making them rhyme and making them make sense, like, that kind of always kept me interested. And even to this day when I hear stuff that, like, and I get amazed by just the fact that people can really put words together and rhyme them in a certain way. Like,
yeah.
That's just dope to me.
And, like, what really kills me, or I shouldn't say kill me, but what really excites me is, like, you know, the switch up, because, like, you might get a beat that, like, one rapper is just, like, they'll ride it, and it's, like, a real smooth, like, flow, but another rapper might hop on it, and it's, like, like, they're spitting, and it's different. It's crazy how different interpretations can have a whole different vibe but still be like on the same level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate that. So tell me how we can get in touch, or how we can listen to more of your music or get to hear your voice or message.
Well, of course, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at 777DZY. Follow the whole movement. I got music on YouTube. You know, you can still look that up on YouTube at 777DZY. I got a project I just dropped called Wave Check out on all the streaming services. I dropped that in August.
So, nice.
Yeah, and then of course I got music on SoundCloud as well. You look up 777DZY. I've been, you know, using that as more of my output for the last few years. But
sure,
like I said, I just put that project out now. I'm kind of expanding with it.
And that's dope. I think a lot of artists or a lot of people that want to get started but don't necessarily have a backing or a label, because you're indie, right? You're doing
it
by yourself. And that's hella dope. It's like, for real, because so many people don't have a means or an understanding of like how to get into the industry and really make things work, but you're doing it by yourself. You're self-managed, self-promoting, self-recording, like all of those things, and that's a lot of effort that goes into that. So that really should be respected, and I do respect it. But I guess what I want to say is, or what I want to ask is, do you have any advice for anyone that's looking to get into the game and just do some things? Like, what's something that you know now that you wish you would have known in the beginning?
First of all, invest in yourself. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time as far as just, like, working on my craft more than anything else. Like, of course, you know, everybody want to go get the money and all of that, which that's fine. But, you know, I spent most of my time working on the craft. Now it's at the point where I feel like, if I knew back then to just invest in yourself, like the talent, if you got talent, you got talent. You know,
right.
You can't hide that. But you still got to invest in yourself, because that's the only way people are going to notice you, is if, you know, you show that you care about your own.
Truly.
Yeah, your brand, your talent, your craft, and all of that, you know. Don't be scared to spend that money. Put that money behind yourself. You can't wait around for somebody else to do it, for somebody else to invest in you, because that might not ever work out, you know.
Right.
So believe in yourself and invest in yourself.
Man, I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Well, I'm going to let you go. Shout out. Give the people the socials one more time.
At 777DZY. That's the whole 777 moving, 777DZ. I got a project coming soon called 19777 with my homie 19. Yeah, just follow the brand and all of the creators around me as well, gearing up to drop some new music. So, yeah.
Bet. Thank you so much.
Looking good for the city. Appreciate you for having me.
No problem. So, keeping things rolling along, we're talking about the creator series and how things got started. Why don't you introduce yourself? We got a guest who actually started this. Tell us who you are, first off.
All right. I go by Dre the Guy. Born and raised in Springfield. I'm an artist, engineer, producer. I do a lot of things with music.
Okay.
I have a passion for music, so anything with music, I kind of dive into that.
That's what's up.
With this creator series, man, I just feel like we needed to have somewhere where creators could come and just network, for one.
Right.
Be inspired and leave inspired. Because what I think about a lot is, like, I feel like Springfield has probably always had the talent. You know, I haven't been tapped in for super long, but I feel like, how do we stay creative? That's what I try to think. So
true.
I feel like this is a great way to keep everybody creative. This kind of challenges everybody.
Yeah.
Because if we have one of these maybe every couple of months, you can't come and do the same thing
right.
every time. You
right.
gotta continuously create new content.
And that, man, that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of dabble around with a lot of music or theater projects and just trying to keep things fresh and uplifted, but also, like, moving
Man.
Is so, like, people don't understand that takes a lot of effort
mm-hmm.
and, like, thought, and you'll be working so hard just to make sure that, you know, your message lands right, that
Man.
That everything that you say is, like, received well or
mm-hmm.
isn't received in a way that's questionable. And right. like, that's hard. That's really, really hard. But what I do like about this is that, you know, coming here, there's somebody new every time,
right.
you know? And I'm seeing people that are from around the Springfield community and then are from other places. Man. And it's so dope because everybody has their own style.
Right.
And, like, I love that the artistry shines through. You know, especially now because we see a lot of, like, things out of Hollywood and mainstream just being recycled. And there's just so much originality here in
here in Springfield. Bro.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't know about that, like, I engineer for a lot of these artists.
Okay.
So over time, I'm just like, bro, it's so much talent. If we all were on a show together, it would go crazy. No matter the venue, because it's an energy thing. It's a vibe thing. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
All of these, anybody that I would add to Creators Night would be somebody that, people that are actually going hard. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Not
right.
somebody that start for a little bit, then stop. People just trying to really make it and make some of themselves. So.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
It really is. It's so inspiring. And, like, that momentum is important.
Right.
And you knock down so many barriers when you just keep that momentum mm-hmm. going. Like, whether it is just, like, you know, you're doing something once every day
mm-hmm.
or releasing something every month or, you know, keeping in touch. Like, keeping that momentum will really just, like, inspire. It's like wildfire.
For sure.
It really just spreads.
For sure.
So I applaud you for doing
hey,
that, man.
I appreciate
I really
it.
Do.
I appreciate it.
So tell me about you getting into music. Like, you know, how long have you been doing this? Like,
man, so as a kid, I used to play piano by ear. Like, I used to play to the radio. But I was a little shy about it, so I didn't really let people know.
Sure.
So I kind of took to basketball. You get a little more attention that way. I mean, I happen to be pretty good, but I was like, that was just my way to get out of my shell, basketball. So
okay.
I played basketball for a long time, and then after I graduated high school, I started learning how to make beats. I moved with my brother and his roommate, and they're very good musicians
mm-hmm.
Up in Madison, Wisconsin. And,
okay.
He started teaching me how to make beats. And I'm the type of person, if I take interest in something, I'm going to, like, watch it closely.
Right.
And I was blessed enough to have somebody that let me just watch them at all times whenever they were doing whatever. So that just kind of rekindled that passion that I had as a child. And so I would say for about 4 years, I've been taking it serious.
Okay.
But it started with, like, the making the beats. And then I used to write poetry every now and then,
mm-hmm.
but then I start working on the rapping, and then I start working on the engineering last, so.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And man, like, that's, as a DIY musician / podcaster / you know, so many other things, like, it's hard. It's hard.
Bro, oh yeah. It took, man, a lot of times I got frustrated, and I'm like, bro, I'm gonna do this myself.
Right.
Like, you forget that I don't wanna wait for anybody. It's just better. So, and you learn what you like. Once you get accustomed to a certain thing that you like,
yeah,
and you know you can do it, I mean, why trust anybody else? I mean, I'm still open to work,
right.
but I know that I know exactly what I want.
And
you know?
Nobody knows the intention that you have, like yourself.
100%.
You know
100%.
What I mean? Yeah, yeah. I recently just watched the Dreamville documentary and how they just, like, got a whole bunch of artists together just, like, in a camp. And they were just constantly working on
right.
things, just like switching lanes or whatever. And like, that's so dope. That's two different approaches to like this industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, kind of secluding yourself and just putting the focus in on the getting the project done. And then also opening yourself up to collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
To like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I love. That I love that. Something about that just really just like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got to be open to the collab. Cause sometimes, like, you know, you might have exactly what you think you know, as far as the song is mixed how you want it or something,
mm-hmm.
and somebody might come and just be like, you know, do this, or try this,
just tweak it
a
little bit.
Or yeah, just tweak it a little. Or they're like, hey, let me add this, and they're like, oh, that's fire, man. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So one thing that I've been doing is I've been asking people like. Advice, like if you, where you are now, if you had advice for yourself as a beginner, what would you say? Like,
man, so I started off very differently than how I'm doing it now. I started off wanting to do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you know, time that I'm on God's time, but I feel like things may have moved a little faster if I would have been open a little sooner. Because in my head, I just wanted to do everything by myself because I knew that I could.
Right.
So I was just like, you know, forget it. If it takes me a year to learn this, I'm going to just take a year to learn this just so I can do it myself.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, I mean, things just move a lot smoother if you are open.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess my advice would be to just stay a student at all times.
Okay,
stay a
I like
student.
That.
Yeah.
Man, heard. I appreciate that so much.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know I really feel like the listeners will too.
Yeah.
So, again, why don't we blast the socials real quick? Like, tell me where people can listen to your music and catch you on social media.
Gotcha. So, you can find me on all streaming platforms under Dre the Guy. YouTube, Dre the Guy. On IG, it's AKA Dre the Guy.
Okay.
No underscores or anything. And Facebook is DeAndre. They won't let me change my name, so it's just my first name. Yeah, I know.
But, wow, they got you using your government.
Yeah, my
name.
Government, bro. It's messing up the flow of everything. But yeah, it's DeAndre on Facebook, and I post a lot on there. But yeah, I'm on all streaming platforms, though, so you can find me on all streaming platforms.
Bet.
Yes, sir.
Heard. Well, thank you for coming through.
Man, thank you.
No, no.
Because this
problem.
Was last minute, and you came and you're doing your thing, no problem.
I really just appreciate this. Yeah, it's been good talking
yes,
to you. Let's we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
I want to do a cook up, just get a whole bunch of artists together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we really should just take that format and just run with it.
Oh, yeah, you know yes, sir. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
All right, so to continue with the conversations that we've been having for Creators Night, we have the owner, CEO of Zodiac Customs, Dwight. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you just introduce yourself to the listeners right now? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Gotcha. So my name is Dwight Bolden. I go by the Zodiac Custom. I'm the owner of the Organic Collection, and I started my clothing brand back in 2017 as the official start of the Organic Collection. But I've been doing fashion since about 2015, 2016, and design as a whole, I've just done it as my whole life ever since I was little. So it's creativity is just something that just came to my mind. It just happened. So.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was kind of, I mean, was it a no-brainer for you to just, like, get into this? Were you just like, nah, this is exactly what I'm made to do? Like, or was it just like, you know, you tried to do a couple other things and then, like, you know, moved on or whatever? Like, were you immediately like, this is what I'm made to do?
So, small fact about myself, I've never really looked at in my life what does Dwight want to do? What do I want to do? I've always just done things I've liked. So I started off in sports, played basketball, soccer, track. I just liked drawing when I was younger. My brother, he drew a lot when I was younger. So just seeing him, he inspired me to draw the things that made me happy.
Okay.
And then fast forward to 2015, my friend, he put together a clothing brand called God Gifted Brand.
Okay.
He asked me to design a logo for him. And this was a friend who I played basketball with, so we met in college at Aurora University.
Okay.
So I had ended up transferring to Western Illinois University. That's where I got my degree from. But he had hit me up when I was there, asked me to design him a logo because he knew I draw.
Right.
That's a better term for it. Drew up a logo for him. He was pretty crafty with Adobe Photoshop.
Okay.
So he went to Adobe, made the logo, and I mean, that was the start from there. And then after that, we had like 3 or 4 pop-ups. We had our 1-year anniversary at the Congruent space. It's the space up in Chicago. Real creative. They have lots of custom pieces. They shift and mold their space to make it look like anything.
Wow.
Like anything. It's crazy.
That's
like,
dope.
So just having that 1-year experience with them, because we ended up all going into our different crafts, it was a real eye-opener. I was up in Chicago for half a year,
and just diving into the environment, seeing all the different creators, the different spaces, the different people, talking to different people, getting to touch different materials, like, you know, it just isn't like when I made my clothing brand, I'm like, I'm not just gonna use no Gildan, I'm not gonna use just no Hanes, you know, I might use it here and there because, you know, they're legitimate companies. I'm not nothing against them.
Right.
That's what everybody knows. I'm here to bring you some exclusive. I'm here to bring you something you ain't never touched before. Something you might not have even heard of.
And honestly, like, you know, looking at the collection that's been released, you know, the God is my judge, or the Judgment collection. Everything is fresh. Like, I'm literally rocking one of the long sleeve tees right now, and like, it's comfortable as hell. Like, I feel good wearing it. You know, people look good wearing it, and like, even seeing like some of the shirts and the vests, like, it's stuff that like I really feel like would be editorial, but also like streetwear at the same time. Like, and that's so dope because you don't necessarily get like. I feel like urban appeal and urban wear is always misrepresented.
Yes.
If it's not done by the people that do it or that live it or that would actually wear it, it is not done correctly. And it's so important to like have that representation throughout the process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is kind of what Creators Night is about. It's like bringing everybody together so they can represent the culture that they're from. And like together, we all build something together. We come together and really make the most of just like a little bit or even a lot. We make a lot from a little bit.
Exactly.
And that's so dope. That's so dope. So we talked about, you know, how you got started, but what inspired you with the certain collections, with the Organic collection and with the Judgment collection?
Well, something that is in itself, like the Organic collection, like it's just something that happens to me, like it's just organic. Like, my mind is always moving, I'm always thinking, there's always something popping up, there's always an idea that can be utilized, and it might not even be able to utilize by me, because I also do logo design and brand development.
Okay.
So it's like, if I'm not using it for myself, I might just cook it up and put it in the refrigerator.
Sure.
And wait till somebody else comes along with an idea and see if I can utilize the idea I had for them in the best possible way, because it's stingy just if I just do it all myself.
That's true.
You know,
it's been said hundreds of thousands of times, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, but I also think that it takes a village to raise a village. Like, everybody has to put in so much work. Everybody has to want to collaborate, to want to ask questions that are sometimes uncomfortable, but also work together to collaborate and build something better than what you could have done as one person.
Like, exactly.
You know, just building off of that and creating something that has longevity and structure.
'Cause it's easy to be the kingpin. It's easy to monopolize and just like not give anything to your community or care about the community.
Truly.
And that's not what I want. That's not the vibe I'm bringing, and that's not what I want for Springfield.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think a lot of people really resonate with that message. They don't want to see the same old, you know, tight-fisted people in control of everything, because like, they're not on the pulse.
Exactly.
They don't get to determine what the livelihood and what life is like in Springfield. We the people do, and I think that's so dope that we have nights like this to really explore and network and meet the people that are actually doing the work. That's
exactly.
Super, super dope. So one last question before I ask you to plug your socials and everything. If you had any advice to give to a person who's just getting into being creative or finding their passion, or even advice to yourself from where you are right now, what do you think that advice would be? What would that be?
First off, get a calendar. Write every single thing down.
Okay.
Everything that you want to get done, even if it's just for one day, even if it's just for the week, even if it's just for the month, so you can see it.
Yeah.
So you can see it. If you can see it, you can make it happen. A part of my process is I think it,
I see it, mm-hmm. and then I make it.
Okay.
If I can't see it, I can't make it.
Right.
You feel me? If it's in my head, okay, I didn't put it down on paper.
Exactly.
Now that it's on paper, it's in reality. It's no longer a figment of my imagination. It is reality.
Yeah.
And at that point, I can manifest it into whatever I want.
Word. Heard.
But it's, if I keep it on the inside, I can't do nothing with it. But
man, you preach it. And not only to like to me too, because that's my biggest thing. I feel like I limit myself to not materializing, where I feel like, oh, it's not good enough, you know, and I'll scrap it. Like, that's literally the biggest thing that I've had to...
You're your own biggest critic.
You know, always, always. And I think once you get out of that habit and you're just... Even if you're just like, oh, you know, I'm going to cook it up and save it later. So, you know, this will be the secret sauce for somebody later. Or it might be the secret sauce for me later. But yet and still, it's out there. It's materialized. I can go back and check the vision. Or I could go back and check the formula, the format, and like... amend it later and do what
exactly,
I gotta do.
Exactly, because it's like every day we learn. For me, God just sends me, I just see it out in my environment. My mm-hmm. thing is emotion expressed through design. I get my inspiration from my environment, the things that are around me. Everything I create is something that I've seen in my environment. I take an inspiration from my environment, regardless of where I'm at. Let it be Chicago, Illinois, let it
right.
be Carbondale, Illinois, out there in the wilderness, let it
yeah.
be Springfield, Illinois. I express emotion through design, and I express my environment.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for coming through. Tell the people where they can find you, about where they can find the Zodiac Customs. Like, drop your links, man. Promote yourself.
Okay, so for the website is www.theorganiccollection.online. That's the website. For the Instagram, it is @the_zodiac_customs with the S at the end for Instagram. Okay. There's a link to the website in there. And then also, I'm Whitey, WIGHTY, Bolden on Facebook. So if you need to find me on there, and the Zodiac Custom has a Facebook page also. Just type in the Zodiac Custom and pop right up, and you can see the whole collection, from my collections, the organic collection, to the Zodiac collection, to collab collections, because I also help make other people's businesses.
Yeah, man.
But promote other people's businesses.
It's so
shout out
dope.
To Good Enough Too. Shout out to Herman
yeah.
Senor.
Shout out to them. Like, the merch is clutch. It's clutch.
I'm trying to make it happen.
Yeah, and you doing that. That's what I love it. You making it happen. There was one thing that I was going to ask you, and I kind of forgot.
Nah, shoot.
But you know what? I just wanted to point out what was so unique about, and I love this, that you have, like, little codes that you can scan, like... And, like, that's so major, because it, like, instantly takes you to the merch itself, like, on
yeah.
your website.
It's crazy. I was cooking one day. I was like, man, I need something to put my website out that I can put on anything that everybody can see. So I developed a scan tag, something that I can put on my merch, that I can put on a sticker, that I can put on anything. And it'll take you straight to the website. And I even put a discount on there for you. So, like, as
man.
Soon as you scan it, it's on the website. It says code, you know. It says scan it, either using your Snapchat. If you have the iPhone and you're fully updated, all you got to do is put your camera up to it.
It's code.
And the link will pop up and take you straight to the website.
Yep.
The discount code is on the scan tag. So as soon as you get the scan tag via sticker, scan it off somebody's clothes or accessories,
yeah.
like, it'll take you straight there.
It's dope. It's dope. And what a unique and really effective way of marketing, because people see the products that's out in public and they're like, man, I really like that. Oh, well, let me go ahead and, like, scan that. That's so cold. Thank you so much, Dwight.
No,
like,
thank you.
This is major. I really appreciate you coming through. And we'll be looking out for your collection. I got some cold shots of the fashion shows tonight. So I'll be sending those to you, and then I'll upload them on the Facebook page. And,
sounds good.
And we'll keep it rolling.
Perfect.
Blessings. Okay, so we've had a really good night. There's been a lot of great conversation on the mic and off the mic. But I just wanted to take some time to interview another young woman, who has been visible at the Creators Night ever since it's got started. I just really love your style. I love your work. Why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
Okay, well, my name is Bree. I'm 21 years old, and I own two businesses. One is my art business, and one is my beauty business.
Okay.
My art business is Ethereal Divinity, and then my beauty business is Ethereal Beauty, like a spinoff of my art business. Yeah. But I'm mainly focusing on my beauty and skincare line right now because I feel like that has more of a reach and more of it can have more of an impact than my art necessarily.
Sure.
So like with my products, I make sure all of my products are natural and vegan and cruelty-free.
That is awesome.
Yes. So I know there's not a lot of like skincare makeup products that really implement like clean, healthy ingredients.
Right.
They might say that they do, but like in reality there's it's like hidden stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I go out of my way to make sure the products that I'm using are good for your skin. I research things like if I'm not at work at the Boys and Girls Club, I'm at home either making products or researching the next product I'm going to make. So I stay busy, but I'm always like trying to one-up myself. Like, okay, I made this. What's the next thing I can make?
Right. That's so dope. And like, first off, because anybody that does their day job on top of like their passion that they're pursuing, like you automatically get points from me because like that's hard.
Well,
like,
thank you.
You put in so much work and there's so much intention behind it, and like that needs to be recognized first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But also the intention to care about not only your product but like what is going into it,
right?
And how people are going to feel when they use your product or when they have your art piece, whatever. Like that's mm-hmm. so important, and I think people forget about that.
Yeah, like, I don't think a lot of big companies think about it either because they're already big enough. They're a name brand. Enough people know about them so that they don't have to worry about their actual products being good enough for them to get business because
right.
the name gets them business.
Exactly.
Whereas, like, people don't know the name Ethereal Beauty. Like, if you're like,
right.
oh, this lip gloss is Ethereal Beauty, people are going to be like,
what?
What? Literally.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want it to be, oh, this is this brand. I want it to be, oh, I got this lip gloss and my lips have never felt better. Or
right.
I got this lotion and I can totally tell a difference in my skin immediately.
Yes, yes. Because honestly, that's more solid than like a brand.
I
mean, like, that's how people get their brands or how
mm-hmm.
they should get their brands. It's like establishing their product as superior to
right.
whatever, for whatever needs it may be.
Right. And I try to price my products too to make it affordable for just about anybody. And like me personally as a business owner, I'm not in it for the money. So if somebody tells me like, oh, I want to buy this lip gloss, but I can't afford it right now. Like I have no problem dropping the price to whatever you can afford. Because like honestly, I don't care. Like I said, I don't care about the money.
Sure.
It's not about the money. It's all about, like, the impact I make. If
yeah.
somebody can try my products and feel great about themselves, that's what I want. Or if somebody can use my products and they're like, wow, I've never had something targeted towards my skin color or
Man.
Towards my style. Because, you know, as a black person, especially mm-hmm. my skin tone, since I'm mixed, it's really hard for me to find lipsticks or highlights that are for my skin tone because it's
right.
either you're on one side of the spectrum or you're on the other. And I'm, like, right in the middle.
Right.
And nobody really takes into consideration the middle.
Yeah.
So I always make sure to take into consideration the middle, all the way to the left, all the way to the right, and in between because, like, nobody really does that for everybody.
Yeah. And, like, you know, we've seen a lot of beauty movements come out of the works. You know, Lady Gaga's got her own. Fenty's doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing the game. But they're also, like, I don't want to say they're luxury, but they are a little bit
yeah.
pricier because,
right.
like, of not only the branding, but, mm-hmm. like, the products that they use. And, like, accessibility is so important.
Right.
So important. So I kudos to you, like
Thank
for real,
you.
For real. You said something about like just the impact and like, you know, wanting to make it known that like you're here for the product mm-hmm. and you're here for the people and what you can do for them as opposed to the money. And I think that's so important. Do you feel like there has been a an overall tendency to put the money before the people in general as far as like the beauty industry goes?
Yes, definitely. Because like, I mean, you're asking about people, but like in terms of health and goodness mm-hmm. and morality, yeah. a lot of companies aren't cruelty free, or they weren't cruelty free up until like the past year and a half.
Right. When it became trendy.
Right. And I never understood the whole, oh, I have to test it on an animal to see if it's good enough.
Like
I test all my products on myself first. I don't test it on animals. I don't test it on another person. It all goes directly on me first.
Right.
Because if I'm not going to try my products first, then I'm not going to...
It's cowardly, low-key.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You're... It's almost like you're, oh, well, I'm presenting myself as... I know what I'm doing. This will do everything. It's false advertisement
yeah.
if you don't know that it's going to work.
Especially if you have to try it on innocent animals first.
Yeah.
But like, the whole reason why I started this whole beauty care line is because, well, I work at the Boys and Girls Club,
mm-hmm.
and I have a huge connection with specifically the younger and older Black girls there.
Sure.
Because I wear my hair natural a lot, and a lot of the girls there have never seen natural Black hair.
Right.
Or when they have, it's always been a negative way. Like, oh, your hair's nappy.
Yeah,
you need
yeah,
to braid
yeah.
your hair.
Your
up.
Edges ain't together.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's not how I want people to feel about themselves, because that's how I feel about myself, or felt about myself when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that ruined my self-image, my self-esteem. It made me do horrible things in my hair that took years and years and years to fix it.
Yeah.
So I set up this workshop at work to teach these kids what the good products were for your hair, what the bad products were, what kind of ingredients you should avoid, what you should really, really use. And I didn't think that they would care about it because, you know, kids don't really care about things unless it's cool and, like, trendy and, like, TikTok.
We like to think that, but they do.
Right. And they really did prove me wrong, because I had a lot of teens there that I, you know, like I said, didn't think that they would care unless it was, like, TikTok.
Right.
So they were, like, so interested in what I was telling them, and they were so into it. I have them coming up to me now, even, and asking me, like, oh, my God, are you going to do another hair workshop? Like, I loved getting the products for free. It made my hair feel so good. I felt so smart. And
the
that
impact.
Made me feel good. See, exactly,
yeah.
the impact. That's what's important to me, because, like, when I was a kid, I messed up my hair, and I didn't have anybody there to tell me that what I was doing was wrong.
Exactly.
Because nobody knew, and it felt like nobody cared at the time.
Yeah.
And I care so much, because I know how low I felt about myself because of how messed up my hair was, and it has to be the same for others, because why would it just be a me thing?
Truly. I resonate that with that, because, like, growing up, I was just taught, like, oh, you can get a ball fade or a Caesar cut. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and you didn't have options.
Exactly. So now me, you know, approaching 30, I'm, like, growing out my hair, and I'm like, it's new to me.
Right.
But, like, going, people recognizing that I'm trying something
it's
different.
It's like self-discovery
it
all over
is,
again.
It is. And for I think it's so imperative for us as Black people, you know, to reconnect with the different things that
definitely.
Make us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, not necessarily saying, like, I mean, it's okay if you want to get a perm. That's you. But at the same time, know that it is absolutely not necessary for you to cater to those standards that weren't made for you.
Like, why do you feel the need to get a perm is usually my question. Because I know when I got perms, because definitely that was something that happened to my hair, it was like I was getting a perm because, first of all, I didn't even know curly hair was an option. Like, when I was growing up, I mean, I'm only 21, so, like, I'm not that old at all.
Right.
But I remember vividly, as a little kid, never seeing curly hair anywhere. Even the Black celebrities had straightened, relaxed, permed hair. Or they would wear wigs or weave. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly still true to this day. It's really hard to find somebody in media to represent themselves with natural hair.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more relevant, which is great. But I don't feel like the reach is as big as it should or could be.
Sure. Icons are happening around us.
Yeah.
And, like, we're recognizing them. Like, mm-hmm. Ari Lennox is so dope. Like,
oh, I love her.
She not only is her voice and her presence a breath of fresh air,
yes.
but her being natural, like, and openly
and
so.
And always.
And always, whether it's braids, whether it's just a wash and go, whatever, mm-hmm. like, is so dope that she's authentically being herself and providing us an example that we haven't had before.
Yeah, and that's what I want to be for kids, because, like, I might not be no Ari Lennox, and I don't have the reach that she has, but, like, I'm working with the really developmental stage. Like, I'm working with K-2 at the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
That's such an important age for somebody to find a role model to them.
Yep.
Because when I look back on my life and I think about the ages of kindergarten through second grade, mm-hmm. like, I had one female black teacher who wore straight hair all the time, and she conformed to, you know, I guess, for lack of better words, white culture.
Yeah.
And she was just very, like, assimilated to what people wanted us to be. And at that age, that I feel like that was really detrimental to how I feel about myself, because I felt like if my first grade teacher, who must be doing well because she's a teacher, mm-hmm. if she has to look this certain way and act this certain way in order to be successful and respected, then clearly that's how I have to feel about myself too.
Ooh, child.
Right? I know.
And it's deep.
Exactly.
It's deep. And people, like, people who don't go through that will never understand how deep it is.
They think that you're just, like, over-exaggerating. But, like, it truly is such an important part of your life.
Yeah.
And that's why for these kids now, I am making sure I'm overly apologetic to them, because most people don't apologize to children.
Right.
Or I'm overly, like, supportive of these kids, because when they show me their artwork, it's the purest form of art that there could be.
Exactly.
And, like, sometimes parents don't have the time to, like, truly appreciate it because mm-hmm. they're busy or they're stressed or whatever, and mm-hmm. that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, they need somebody in their life to care. And if I'm that person, if I'm able to be that person for at least one kid, if I'm able to make them, like, feel more self-love and understanding within themselves, so one day when they grow up, they're like, wow, Miss Bree is one of the people that, like, truly cared about me and made me see my potential. Like, that's what I want, and that's what I put in my products. And I tell the kids at work about my products, because, like, if I'm able to make my own lip gloss, my own brand, and technically compete with all the name brand makeup companies, like, why can't they do whatever they want?
Exactly.
They can be NFL players, they can be NBA stars, they can be models, actresses, singers, doctors, lawyers, whatever it is. And, like, that's what I want to instill in these children, because I don't feel like enough people do that.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so word of advice. Did I ask you?
Not yet. I don't think.
Okay. I don't think so either. There's been so many gems dropped in this conversation. Just tonight has been so many gems. It's been a lot of love, a lot of support.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. It's good, girls. I can't wait.
I believe it. I feel it.
So I've been asking people, if you had any advice to give to people who are wanting to just get into this, or even just advice for yourself breaking into this, I totally thought I knew them.
Sorry, that's my old manager from Tilly's. He was, like, my first boss. He's the coolest guy I know.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
We're definitely broadcasting live, you know, but that's fine. But if you had any advice to anybody that was wanting to break into anything creative, or even advice to yourself when you were just starting this out, what would you tell yourself, or what would you tell the people?
I think since I've been, like, putting my whole business out there for about a year and a half now, mm-hmm. I've learned that it really doesn't matter how, one, I personally feel about the products that I'm making, because my opinion's not the same as others.
True.
So, like, I can make a painting and I could think it's the ugliest thing ever and bring it to a vendor event or wherever, and somebody mm-hmm. could see it and be like, wow, that's the best thing I've seen in my entire life.
True, yeah.
Yeah, and number two, don't be afraid to take chances and spend money and do something that people are telling you not to do, or expand really fast mm-hmm. or expand really slow, or do whatever it is that you want to do for your brand and your business, because mm-hmm. one thing that I've experienced that I'm sure many other business owners have experienced is, like, unwanted opinions. People telling you like, oh, if I were you, I would do this. Or if I were you, I wouldn't do this. Or you should do this, or you should do that. And if it's not asked for, and if it's not like a collaborative idea, it's really not necessary. Because it's not their brand. It's not their ideology.
They have no risk.
Exactly.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, plenty of people have told me that I've been adding too many products too fast, because with my beauty line, I started like at the end of December. So it's been about 2 months now, and I have lip gloss, lipstick, lip scrub, lip everything, all these body oils, body lotion. And it's like I've added a lot and I've done really new things really fast. But that's the only way for me, at least, to appeal to new people.
True.
Because if I go to a vendor event this weekend and I only have lip gloss, and I go to the same or a new vendor event with the same lip glosses the next weekend, it's going to be like, where's the new stuff?
I got that already.
Exactly.
Well, thanks.
So it's like, I want to keep bringing new things to the table. So it's like, wow, what's the next thing you're going to make? Wow, you could do this, you could do that. Like, so don't be afraid of risks or spending money, because you have to spend money to make money.
True. Yeah. Investing in yourself is so important.
Yeah.
So important.
Even if it's just like investing money literally in yourself, like not even in your business, but like if you're feeling tired, if your body's sore, if you need to go to the doctor or the therapist or a chiropractor, like do it.
Yeah.
If you have the money and the time, don't question it. Don't be like, well, I could spend this money on something else. Like, please take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not healthy, if you're not happy and you don't feel good, like everything you do is just going to follow.
Yeah. I literally have been told, you better sit down and rest before your body makes you sit down and rest. Because honestly, you taking the time to sit down and rejuvenate yourself and put yourself back in a great place is going to be much faster than your body forcing you to shut down.
Oh, definitely. There was a period of time where I would force myself, like literally make myself do art. And I got to that like burnout stage where like, I don't want to, I mean, I want to do art. I still love it. I still have a passion for it, but like, I
don't
want
like, to. Yeah. You literally just, the thought of actually doing it.
It's so
just,
tiring.
Yeah.
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 Like my lip gloss is fine. Everything, every new product that I come up with is fine. But if I want to sit down and make like an ashtray, it feels like I'm taking so much of my energy that like I'm not going to have enough energy for the rest of the day, just because I'm on burnout. Like I don't have the creative energy to think about that stuff right now.
Sure.
Because I felt like I had to beforehand.
Exactly. And like, man, it's such a disheartening feeling whenever you feel like, you know, you can't actually get what you want out.
And people are expecting it from you.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, you made all this in this short amount of time. Why can't you do this now?
Yep.
Or it's like you stop working on something and they assume that you gave up or you're not interested in it anymore, when in reality, I'm really interested in it. Maybe more now than I used to be. It's just like my brain is literally just like, please take a break. Otherwise, I'm going to melt into myself.
Yes. When creatives get quiet, they usually are in the process of putting another plan into place.
A giant plan, usually.
Yeah.
Because if you're quiet, you're taking hella energy into that.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. I totally get that.
Man. Bree, this has been like such a great conversation. Will you do me a favor and just drop your socials? And
oh, yeah. This is going to be a long list.
Okay. We're ready.
So on Facebook, I have two pages. Art by Bree for my art and Ethereal Beauty for my beauty page.
Will you spell that?
E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L and then beauty.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, I have Ethereal Divinity spelled the same way with the underscore at the end for my art on Instagram.
Okay.
E.T-H-E-R-E-A-L beauty with an underscore for my beauty brand on Instagram.
Okay.
And then I have a website, www.brezy1998.wixsite.com/etherealbeauty.
Okay.
I know it's super long, but like, I don't have the money to buy my own domain
and
right
listen,
now.
And listen, that's fine because like, you're starting it.
Yeah.
Like, And that's like, I cannot stress this enough. Doing it and actually making it happen is so much better than being like, oh, well, you know, I'll dream about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm so proud of myself for doing stuff like this, because I have a lot, like genuinely have a lot of haters in my life. And I hate that word because it seems like a cliche, but like, I genuinely have a lot of people being like, why are you trying to do that?
That just aren't rooting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'm around them all the time. So like, it's really nice and uplifting to myself to know that regardless of all these people being like, why do you think you can do that? I'm doing it anyways.
Because yeah.
I used to live for the people and I used to let them control how I felt about myself and what I wanted to do. But now I'm just kind of like, middle finger to you. I'm going to do what I want.
I
and
love
if you don't
that.
Like it, like, get out of my face.
Yeah. Because you're still going to do you regardless. And yeah. That's that on
yeah,
that.
Definitely.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming through and talking.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So, again, so many good conversations, such a good vibe. It's been a great time.
Yeah.
The night is getting a little bit later. I know I'm like, oh, man, I'm vastly approaching.
I'm all but sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm vastly approaching 30, and I know some people are going to be listening like, what? Like, you should be having the time of your life, but I'm tired.
Yeah, we out here grinding.
Grinding.
I'm tired.
100%. Like, making it happen. So why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
So I'm Jade Thompson. I am the owner and creator of Journeys by Jade. So I actually have, I like to think I'm a jack of a lot of trades.
Yes.
I currently am finishing my master's, so I'm in my PAR internship. So I work for Channel 3.
Congratulations.
So you might see, thank you. See some of my stories. So I am a reporter. I'm used to the camera, the mic, you know, asking questions and answering. I also have my own photography and videography business, which is where the Journeys by Jade comes from.
That's so
awesome.
I want
to be an international documentary journalist. So.
I love that so much. And first off, let me just say, like, you being here and being black and doing that, being in the industry is an act of revolution in itself, like, because you're presenting stories that are authentic and told from
a different perspective.
That's so major.
And I'm really big into, I mean, obviously I have to do certain things when I'm at the station, but when I'm doing my own work, I'm really big into showing it from a different eye, because obviously we all see the media and we know that everyone loves either scream fake news or the media has this agenda, which you can't really deny. I mean, yes, there's those out here, those of us out here who are trying to let it be as unbiased as possible. But at the end of the day, whoever those donors are and who those, you know, the big corporate guys are, that's what the media is going to put out.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to separate that and just tell the truth at the end of the day.
That is so important. I applaud that because, like, again, like you said, fake news is everywhere. We're in this agency and era where people are getting a lot of misinformation. Mm-hmm. People are misunderstanding of each other and not, they're just jumping down each other's throats because they're not listening. They're not communicating. And I think having the opportunities to bridge the gap between the communities and between generations is so very important now because we have to support each other.
Oh my gosh, yes. Just, I mean, one of the biggest things is, you know, I moved back to Illinois from Thailand, so I was teaching English.
Wow.
Like I said, I travel the world, so I'm here just simply hosting. And that's because, you know, I met one person who introduced me to another person who just introduced me to so many people, and now it's like, hey, you want to help us do this? You want to help us do that? I'm like, yeah, let's get our names out there, you know? And it's not even about, yes, you want to promote. You obviously want to make money with your business. But when you can just get out there and promote yourself for free and also support another business, why not?
Yeah,
we can
exactly.
all eat. Like, let's eat together. So
there's so much room at the table.
So much. Listen, I will say I don't mind sitting other people's table, but just know I'm also bringing my own.
Exactly.
So it's like, as long as we can, if we all got a table that we're providing, well, let's go ahead and get a hall and put all our tables in one and be great together.
Let's
you know?
Feed the community.
Let's feed.
It literally takes a village, man.
Feed the village. Create the village so we can feed more and
Come
add
on.
To our business.
Tell gotta, somebody.
Yeah. It's why you got to do it by yourself? Because here's my thing. If you say, oh, I'm not going to do that, or what? You not want to pay me? You just want me to come out and speak for you? What else you was going to do Saturday night at 7 p.m.?
True.
Besides promote yourself and promote other great black businesses.
Or sit at home.
Or sit at home being salty because, well, they would have paid me. It would have been so much. Or you could have just gone. You could have networked. Yep. There's so much more than just simple monetary money. There's so much more you can do. I'm like this. I'm on a podcast. You know, I'm promoting different businesses. All these black businesses and excellence coming together. Yes, please.
It's major.
Exactly. I just got told of 3 other events and was like, we definitely need a photographer. Bet I'm there.
Yeah.
We definitely need a host. Bet I'm there. Or, hey, I got this event coming up. Let me come support. Let's put more bodies in that room.
Absolutely. And, like, word of mouth is so powerful. People really honestly retain that information more than they do looking at a flyer for, like, 15 seconds, you know? Me hearing somebody sound excited about what's upcoming and where this location or what they've got going on, that means so much to people. And I think it's really important that we start capitalizing and utilizing that much more often. So tell me, how did you get started in Journeys?
Journeys by Jade.
Journeys by Jade.
So, actually, I'll say I've always done, you know, once I went started going to journalism school and things like that, I knew I was going to have my own business and I'd have to name it. But honestly, I started my own credit agent business. So I actually help people restore and get better credit and all the great things. Like I said, I have many, many eggs in my basket, multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to name that. Well, then when I was thinking of how can I have one umbrella, because if I have multiple businesses with different names, it becomes too much. It's hard for people to keep up. So Journeys by Jade, either whether I'm taking photos of you, a journey to show your journey, whether I'm taking video of you, whether I'm helping you with your credit, I'm taking you on a better journey in your life, either way, it's a Journeys by me. So that's how I actually came up
I love that so much. Yeah. And how inventive, how resourceful, like, you know, keep it all, I don't want to say keep it all in one house, but also, like, utilize an umbrella to, like, keep it all together. Yes. Keep your eggs in one basket without, you know,
exactly.
A hole in
things. So I can have an umbrella, but there's still raindrops that are separate.
Exactly.
You know? So I did get help with the name. I'll say my dad did randomly throw it out there, and I was like, "Hey, that works."
But that's it's a hit. It's a hit. 100%. So we're wrapping up, and I don't want to hold you too much. But I wanted to ask you before I ask for your socials. Social tags, not your social security number. But if you had any advice to anybody that's, like, just getting started, or even to yourself, like, when you were just getting started, what would you say? Like,
would you say just getting started as, like, a business or
as
what?
I mean, for me, I think about just, like, you know, realizing, yo, I want to do something different. I don't want a 9-to-5, or I don't want to this. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man. Because
you felt that. I know you felt
it. I felt that in my spirit, honey. I am a really big advocate, actually, of saying that I no longer want to work for corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work for corporate Jade, and people think that's crazy. But, I mean, honestly, when you really look at it, I moved here, and I did end up getting, you know, a simple corporate job, a 9-to-5, good benefits, good, I mean, you know, good pay. Vacation hours, sick hours, everything was separated. I was in a company that made people stay for 35, 25 years because they offered the bare minimum security. And that's some people, that's all they need is to know they're going to get paid. But I couldn't do it. I sat there and said the same thing on the phone in a different version every day, all day. And I was like, this is not me. I don't sit at the same spot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. So like I said, it was a good pay, but I was miserable. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. So if I can sit there and invest, right, from a 9-to-5 in someone else's business, what's stopping that from me doing it to my own?
Mm-hmm.
If I can put that and help someone else, you're just going to simply pay me, you know, a measly, let's say, $30,000, for example, but me working for you is getting you $10 million in the same hour.
I would be so
hurt. How about
hurt.
We swap those roles, yeah?
Yeah?
How about I make myself $10 million, and anyone who's comfortable with all I have to do is provide you security, here you go.
Right.
Yeah, let me throw
I
you
can
some
give
bonuses.
You that.
Happily.
Absolutely.
And I also know the difference between good leadership and management. So, you know, so like you said, some people just simply want to make the $500. They don't they don't have the want, the drive to be stressed trying to make, let's say, the $10 million.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool with me. We need somebody we need somebody for everything,
absolutely.
Right? So if I can make my business, if I can grow, and one, like I said, I want my friends to eat, we can all eat. But if I know someone that's like, yeah, I just need security, all right, cool, I could pay you $50,000. Let's say I'm going to give you a bonus every 2-3 months because in reality, you're giving me my bonus every
day.
Why can't I, you know, make my employees feel loved? Yeah, spread the wealth to make people want to stay and work for you. I think it's all about stop getting out your head. It's not all about you. You don't need all the money yourself. Like, you can only do so much with it. Go ahead, and when you can spread love and joy, you're going to realize a complete difference in outcome. And I don't even have workers yet, and I already know that, you know, when I do have employees, it's all about how you treat them and how you
truly
leave.
Because reinvesting in yourself isn't just about reinvesting in yourself. It's about reinvesting in your community,
your village.
Yeah.
Yes. If you reinvest in your village, you're going to grow, you know, eventually. Let's get your own town, you know, bring all these people together.
Man.
Why do we all need to be stressed in these separate places?
Right.
Or let's just build together. Let's find all these different people with different talents. And let's go. Let's
and
go to
work. Bring it home. Yeah.
Let's go to work.
I love that so much. Man, okay. So tell me how the people can find you. Tell the people how they can find you.
You can come on Instagram, go at Journeys by Jade. It's J-O-U-R-N-E-Y-S, Jade. And then you can find me on Facebook. You can, honestly, let's check my name on Facebook. It's been a minute. And my Twitter handle is also Journeys by Jade. I just got it. So don't judge me, guys.
No worries. You got to have, like, somewhere to start.
Yes.
Love that so much.
Oh, it's JT Financial Assistant.
I love
it.
So
if you need some credit repair, you want some, you know, if you just simply need a will and trust, I mean, we have so many services, hit me up and I'll let you know how it goes.
Listen, tis the season. It's tax
it's
time.
It's the season. Yeah.
You know,
don't
you got to get that together.
Let me give y'all a little gem. Don't you use those taxes to pay off debt that isn't going to help your credit score increase. Let
okay.
me tell you how it's going to work first.
Listen, she just put you on free game.
Free
if
game.
You want more, you're going to have to get in contact with Jade. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me. You
of
have a
course.
Lovely evening.
You too. So the one thing that I've really enjoyed about tonight is that there's been a lot of community engagement, a lot of empowerment in Black people, especially being able to showcase their talents, to utilize their stories and make them enriching to their community. A lot of people are being able to give back in ways that are subtle, but so necessary. We're being able to ask questions about things that we've been locked out of, such as businesses or representation. There's a lot of opportunities for us as a whole to be present and to support each other in this community, and nights like these empower us to be able to give back and showcase each other in a way that is unusual or defies the status quo. So big thank you to the Incubator for sponsoring this night. Big thank you to DeAndre for organizing this. It's really lovely to be invited and to be celebrated and really respected at the same time. So I hope that, if anything, folks get a real taste of what it's like to work and feel for urban culture without actually usurping and taking away from urban culture. Peace.